Please stand, please.
Paul, West Office Village Council meeting, order, please stand for pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Howe.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Yellow. You want to be on speaker? All right, hang on. Joel was attended by phone tonight. Okay, you've all previously been provided a copy of the minutes from the June 12th, 2023 regular council meeting minutes. Unless there are any corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve June 12th, 2023 minutes.
Second.
Mauer.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yeah.
Howe.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Chaney.
Yes. County Farm Bureau on July 18th. No citizens' comments. Jump right into the department reports. Nothing from fire, fiscal officer.
Legislation that we have on the table tonight is only two pieces. I'll speak to one, and Tammy will speak to the other. The report. The first one is resolution 2023-35. This is a resolution to add funds in three different areas. The first one is whopping 18 cents and 45 cents in two different accounts in the 103 Police Department Debt Service Fund, and that was the balance that was still due to pay off the cruiser. We need to add funds appropriated to cover that balance. In the 212 American Rescue Plan Fund, I want to get the rest of the money that's left in that fund appropriated, so we can try and get that spent down by the end of the year. So that comes to $3,462.97. In the 602 Sewer Fund, I need to add $18,000 in there to cover our matching grant, our match that we have to the Critical Infrastructure Grant. That match was $50,000, and we just didn't have. We didn't have it all appropriated in there, just not knowing how things were going to pan out for sure, and where it was all going to come from. But $18,000 is what we still need, and that'll go to MJX maybe that's doing the work for that critical infrastructure. That's all with the legislation. Just want to bring up again the BANA program, military BANA program. I touched on that at the last meeting as well. We do have our first two banners that have been put up, was it just today?
Yeah.
I think that John put those up for the guys. So we've had two banners there by Bradford's name. So if you want to check those out. But we do have the application for the banner program posted on their Facebook page. We have it on our website. We also have printed copies in the office for anybody that wants to be part of that. And just as a reminder, the cost of that program is $45 for the families that want to have those banners. The village will take care of putting those up, taking them down, and storing them. Families will also have the option to purchase a banner for themselves if they want to have a banner in their own home. And also yard signs are available on that same application. And then you'll also be able to designate when you're
more time?
No, been pretty quiet. The trickling in activity on some of our complaints, but my follow-ups with the court, they're having trouble getting people served. We're really just still waiting on service on a lot of the cases.
Okay. Moving on, Village Administrator Tammy.
Yes, good evening.
Hello.
I have a few topics. Mosquito spraying will be done this week, one evening, not sure when, it just depends on weather and their schedule, but they will get it done this week for us. It's posted on the Facebook page and on the website. On Oak Street, our storm sewer project is continuing. I know it's been a pretty big inconvenience and a lot of dirt, but it's almost done as far as laying the pipe and the catch basins and everything. I want to thank everyone for their patience with the construction consideration. We had parking issues and things like that. I don't have a date on when they will repave what they tore out yet, but soon. And we also have an opportunity to maybe extend that and finish that off because they did find some savings in this when they got everything opened up. There was some the way things were laying, we didn't have to like reroute the water line, we didn't have to close down a shut off all the water. That's saving a lot of money, so I'll let you know. Follow up on that when we find out for sure what's going to happen. We had pool letters went out to pool owners, and that was just a letter stating that I enclosed a copy of the ordinance in it once the final got finalized, and just for their information of all of us. We've checked all of the pools, and I know which ones will need addressed. There's just a few. But it's not anything, it wasn't anything derogatory for people, just mainly for information for them, and then I can address them on a case-by-case basis as they call me. And we had an instance today, again, this is the second time in the last 3 weeks that a pump at the Fish Street Lift Station has become clogged, and it's getting clogged with flushable wipes, so-called flushable wipes, and it stops the pump from working and causes water to back up in the well, and it could cause backups in home sewer lines if we're not careful. We want to please ask people to stop using those things or sending them down their sewers in their houses. They're not good, they don't break down, they don't have enough time to break down by the time they get to our sewer lines, so it's going to cause big issues if we're not careful. And we'll be sending notices out about that too. Then lastly, speaking about, or two more things, sorry. Lastly, on the ordinance 2023-26 related to the trimming of the weeds and grass. You have that, the changes we would like to make is wording added to establish an administrative fee and clarification on how the mowing is charged. And that it states in there that it's $100 per man hour. And it's for a portion, and then a portion thereof also, per hour worked, and a portion thereof. And then the minimum charge is $100 per lawn. And then there also will be an administrative fee added to it of $100. So.
Well, I'd like to mention, and I'm not to interrupt, but I was at the mayor's conference last week, and this was a topic that was addressed at the mayor's conference. And I would say 90% of the mayors that were in the meeting come out and said that they're charging $100 per hour, but every and said that they were also charging the administrative fee for Tammy's time, Amy's time, and the one after attaching to the taxes and everything else. So I suggested we put that in the ordinance as well.
Then the last thing I want to talk about, our first newsletter. This came out of our community relations meeting a few weeks ago. You didn't know it's finished. Brittany, Councilwoman Brittany, has taken on the task of writing it for us, so that's great. Thank you for that. It looks really nice. I'll have this posted. I find my way into these poster things out here, so I can put it a lot up there. But I want to see it. It's here. It's also been on our Facebook and on our website. And then hard copies are at the library.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I have to commend her as well for a job well done. I think it was very well written, and it covers the right topics. And anytime if we do newsletters, we just have to make sure that we don't point or recommend to a specific business or anything of that nature, ask to make a recommendation. But I thought it was excellent. I look forward to future newsletters. And what we had to do to put it on Facebook, we just had to put the text up, the graphics would go. But the text went up, and it's very readable. And so I really appreciate that. It was very well done.
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. All right, committee reports, buildings and property?
Nothing at this time.
Community business development?
Nothing at this time.
Community relations?
Nothing at this time.
Chamber will meet tomorrow night over, so either at the, I think they're going to just meet at the Rotary Shelter Park with everything that's going on over there. Keep your fingers crossed with homecoming in the parade. We've got a perfect storm brewing. I met with Mr. Maslowski, and their paving and parking lots and everything is targeted for July 23rd. For homecoming. However, their contracts, they've gotten to August 5th, and they're building a road around the south side of the middle school. So we don't know if that's going to be done, and we're not real sure what Oak Street's going to be as far as paving and any extension on out to 7th Street, because that may happen. And if that does, I'm not sure when they'll pave, so the parade could be a challenge. So we'll just wait and see. So. Finance?
Nothing at this time.
Nothing from fire dependency board that I'm aware of. Ordinance?
Nothing this evening.
Park board?
Nothing tonight.
Planning commission?
Nothing at this time.
Rich?
Canceled.
Okay. Public safety?
Nothing this evening.
Public works?
Nothing this evening.
Record of retention? Nothing, or rules or nothing? We have two pieces of legislation tonight. First up is Resolution 2023-35. It does contain the emergency clause. Resolution 2023-35, a resolution to amend the 2023 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2022-68, adding funds.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for Resolution 2023-35.
Fisher?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt Resolution 2023-35.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Okay, next up is Ordinance 2023-36. This ordinance does also contain the emergency clause. Ordinance 2023-36, an ordinance relating to the trimming of weeds and grass.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for Ordinance
2023-36.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Fisher?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt?
Second.
Jamie?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Okay, under other business, a few things I wanted to touch on from the mayor's conference. Some things were kind of concerning. A lot of things were tied to the budget, and they are working on it this week. They are hoping to have the budget passed and signed by the governor by the 30th. I'm not sure if the House or Senator or where it comes from, where it came from, but if for some reason it doesn't look like that they're going to make that date, they're talking about extending the budget through July and get to it. And there are some things in the budget that are concerning to us. Number one is the local government fund. The proposed initial budget had local government fund, which funds us, getting an increase from 1.66 to 1.7. percent, which not much, but was an increase. But now there seems to be a big movement at both houses to give everybody a tax cut. Well, if you get a tax cut, everything else gets cut. And we may end up losing money out of the local government fund, which could be painful for us as well. Other things that were going on deal with municipal income tax. As part of the budget as well, there are a number of exemptions that the legislature wants to offer to municipal income tax, and it deals with stock options and deferred compensation. And we don't have any impact, know what the impact might be for the village, but statewide, based strictly on the electronic filings through RITA, it doesn't account the paper filings, but the electronic filings is all that they could do quickly, and it looks like about a $9 million loss. And that is just a very rough, conservative estimate. They said the city of Cleveland was looking at like about a $3.5 billion loss if this happens. So we don't know until the budget passes. We won't know. We have talked to our lobbyists at the Mayor's Association, and High Municipal League is obviously against this. We have no idea what the impact could be on us. So there's a potential losing money there as well. And one of the other things that was most concerning is that, you know, they're going to break for the summer as soon as they get a budget. But there are a couple legislators who claim to have a piece of legislation that they're going to introduce next session that would also impact our municipal income tax, making it so the state would collect it all and obviously charge us a fee for handling it. So more invasions on home rule, so to speak. So it's a lot to be concerned about. Some of the other things that we talked about, one thing that was real interesting on how to fund a development for a new housing and how we can come up with tax money, that's diversion of tax money. It could make other people, entities throughout the community unhappy because the future funds that would come, they basically wouldn't pay taxes, property taxes and so forth. They would, the school, the county, whoever, wouldn't lose any of their existing funds, but new funds from the new housing, their funds would be moved into a fund of sorts that will be used to pay for the infrastructure, water, sewer, so on and so forth. So there are ways out there. It was a very interesting presentation, and it takes some legal wrangling to make it happen, but it was quite interesting on how to do that. Talked some about internet security and stuff. There was a lot of talk from the states. They had the state's IT folks there speaking, and we have checked here, but Windows 10 is soon to be not going to be supported, and anything before that's not, and there's a big concern that it leaves a big gaping hole for security for people to get into our network. So October of 25, they're no longer going to support Windows 10. Windows 10, October of 25. Windows 7 is no longer being supported.
Okay. I thought you were saying we're going to check on Windows 10.
Well, we want to make sure nobody's running Windows 7.
Okay.
Windows 10 will be source supported up till October of 25. So we have to be postured by October of 25 to make sure that we have everybody moved to Windows 11. Amy's is on 11 now.
I think that's the only one that's on 11.
Yeah, but it's a free upgrade. We just have to have our IT folks do it when it's appropriate time to do that. So that's one of the things we talked about. And another thing that just things of interest, especially go from public safety, there is a pretty big move in communities of our size that have their own fire departments. Because of manning, there is a shift where they're having to put on full-time firefighters Monday through Friday on day shift. So that could be a cost exposure just to be able to cover the cost. And I know we struggle through the day shift, but so far we've made it through. But there are a number of communities our size that are having to do that now, and there are a handful that are actually also paying on 11 to 7 shift to be able to cover the calls. But a lot of those are also covering EMS too. So we were fortunate we had the county. So, and there was one last thing that I'll mention. Chris, this could be a value to your committees and to you. There's an Ohio Heritage grant that's out there for Main Street approval. Called the Ohio Heritage that we'll need to research. I haven't had time to do that yet. The conference was just last week, so it was a very good conference, a lot of good information. So that kind of goes over the main points I wanted to talk about. There were a number of other very interesting topics, but in some of the struggling areas, one thing that was talked about also in police and fire to fill vacancies, and right now we're full. But some of these other communities are setting up apprentice police and fire programs where they actually pay not so much firefighters but police officers. They pay for their body training, and they pay them a salary, a wage. Through the training, of course, there's a commitment to stay with us for a number of years. And that training is about $8,500, $83 to $8,500 right now for APATA. They're paying their wage, and while they're paying that, because they're not in school generally 8 hours a day, they also are expected to do ride a long time to get a lot of that on the job, so to speak, training done well in advance, so when they graduate from APATA, they're basically a police officer ready to hit the streets. And then the last thing I'll mention in that respect, the legislation has got its first reading last Thursday to reduce the age for police officers to 18. That's not set in stone. And one of the things that come out is we're not obligated, if this bill passes, we will have the option and be allowed to go to 18 or 19 or 20, whatever they, that number they pick, if it gets through the legislation. But we would have the option, it would be the police chief's discretion whether or not, just simply because somebody is 18 doesn't mean that they've got a tremendous shot at getting in. It's an option if he wants to find somebody who's an exceptional person, he could potentially go down to that level, but he's not mandated that he has to. So, all right, any questions on that? Any committee meetings?
I think you're public works ordinance.
Yes.
We're just going to call that a co-meeting.
Co-meeting.
Yes. When you want to do it?
I'm good Wednesday and Thursday this week, and Wednesday and Thursday next week.
I'm not good Wednesday and Thursday this week, and nor Wednesday next week. But I can do next Thursday, which is July the 6th.
Works for me.
I will provide you what you need.
Okay. And I'm on vacation all next week, so I can be here whatever time.
I think I'm good on the 6th. I'm not, I'll be told.
What time?
I can be here. I'm on vacation all next week, so I can be here at whatever time.
5?
That works for me.
4:30.
That works for me.
Ordinance at 5 on the 6th.
Is that, so it's ordinance and public,
yeah.
Ordinance, public works, ordinance slash.
Which one do we need to have first?
You. Public.
Public works.
Yeah.
You going to do it at 5 and the other at 6, or we'll just
five,
do
five,
it together?
5 and 5:30. Yeah, can we do it together?
Yeah. I
don't
see why you can't.
No, there's no reason you can't.
5 o'clock.
Okay. Anybody else? Finance?
Yeah, finance July 10th at, you wanted 6, right, Amy?
Yes, please. Yeah. Do you want to set park, another park meeting, Christy?
Yeah.
Community and business development. Are you ready for those, or you want to?
Guys, what do you think? Park board?
We could have one.
Okay, so I've got July the 10th.
I cannot that week. I'm out that week.
Okay, so then we're to July the 17th.
Could make that work.
We're going to do what day? We're going to do Monday the 17th.
Is that good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What time?
6:30.
I mean, I get off work at 4:30, so what works for everybody?
6 or 6:30 usually works for me.
Let's do 6.
Okay.
Can I send you at 6?
And you
want to
do the other one too, that week or that same day?
We can do it the same night.
Yeah. 6:30 then?
Yeah, just do it right after. Does that work?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'll sit in.
Rich.
What?
You're on that one.
Which one?
Community and business development.
Oh, I was sleeping. When are you going to do it?
July 17th, 6:30.
It should be.
Okay.
Everybody done?
Yep.
Okay, this is what I've got. July 6th, ordinance and public works at 5 o'clock. July 10th, finance at 6 p.m. July 17th, let's see, which is first, park board at 6, and community and business development at 6:30. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so be it. One other thing that I didn't mention, but it looks like we have, through an Appalachian grant program, that we may have a strong opportunity for funding for the development of trails and things. We'll know more here soon. Have you had any discussions with them yet?
I have, but again, I have to have another meeting with them. It's a group from the Soil and Water Conservation Commission of Jefferson County, and they identify part of this grant has to be multiple counties and connecting them, a way to connect people through the counties, and they want to do a pollinator trail. It's, they have a lot of different projects, but one is a pollinator trail, and it would extend to through here. And because of they identified White Eyes Township as I don't have.
Yeah, they would want to.
I don't have all that with me today.
A monument to Chief White Eyes over on the hill.
On Plain Hill, so. And they're pretty excited about that part, which we were too, obviously, because we already have our. We had our plans for our trail, so I need to get enough preliminary information we have and.
Absolutely.
It was encouraging to get that.
Yeah, they reached out, what, last week?
Last week, I think.
Yeah, they reached out to me and pretty exciting possibilities, so. Okay, bills been around?
Yes, sir.
Motion to pay the bills?
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Unless there's any further business coming before council, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make the motion to adjourn.
Who's awake now? Janie?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Thank you all. See you, Dylan.
Does anyone want to see this, or have you seen?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, can you just email it to me?
Yeah.
The newsletter?
Yeah, it is on Facebook. I shared it on my.
Yeah, I clicked on the picture and zoomed in.
Yeah, you can zoom in.
Yeah, it'd be better if I just. Oh, sorry.
Does my audio ever go through to you?
Yeah.
Obviously, I just now.